Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. For every morning, Marasi should yichyu. Well, the schus yochevet fega bas michal yotis basia. And the schus chanagito basil Naomi Aliza. The soch sha'ar choli Yisroel. The nishmas tzvi ben yito. And Moshe ben Ravaren. And, Parshas Noach, Perek Tes, Pasuk Aleph. It says in the Pasuk, Vayivarech Elokim is Noach, Vezbana, Vayomer Lem Peru Uvu Melos Haaretz. Later on, Pasuk Zayin, it says, Vatem Peru Uvu, Shutsu Baretz Uruvuba. Rashi there, Al Piksubis Tavches, that the first one is a bracha. The first Peru Uvu is a bracha, and the second is a tzivui. Ayin Beramban Shan, Barichus Bemizrachi. The Mizrahi asks, what's the reason the Torah tells us again there's a mitzvah of Puruvu? Already Adam Arishon was commanded on Puruvu. Erek Aleph Pasuk Chavches. So why do you need it again by Noach, another tzivu by Noach? So says Marina Rabbeinu Agon Rav David Zatzal. Al pi asugia biyavamis, daf samach gimel amid beis tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, kol mi shein osek bepir v'rivia, kilu shayfei chadonim. Anybody who's not involving himself in being fruitful and multiplying, is like he spilled blood. Shneamar shofech dam haadam, beadam damo yishafech. Ktiv batrei v'atem peru uravu. So it says. That if one spills, if one's not osek in puravu, it's like you spill blood. Because the first pasuk talks about spilling blood, and then it says puravu. So you see that they're equated. Ben azay oimer ki'ilu shofech damim umimaet hadmut. It's as if he spilled blood, and he diminished God's form. He's memayit chas v'shalom, the dmus of Hashem, as the pasuk says. Ki b'tzelem Elokim asa asa Adam. First, it talks about tzelem Elokim, the dmus of Hashem, and then it talks about vatem puravu. And then it says Puruvu. So if one's not Osek in Puruvu, he's Memayit Tzelem Elokim. Amar lo ben Azai, Yesh na darish v'na mekayim, na mekayim v'na na darish. Some people darshan nicely and fulfill nicely. Some people fulfill nicely and don't darshan nicely. You darshan nicely, but you're not fulfilling what you say. Because he's not having children, Ben Azai. Some of them, Ben Azai, Umayese, Skenichtin, what can I do? Sure, Ben Azai spoke a fluent Yiddish. Shenavshki Choshka B'Torah. My soul desires Torah. Ershal Olam Sheyiskai Ma'idei Acherim. Let the world exist for because of others. A person doesn't have children. People go to great lengths to have children. But it's not because they're worried that the world won't be populated without them. Baruch Hashem, many, 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 many people born every single day. So let them have babies, says Ben Azai, and I'm going to learn Torah. So the kasha is, why did they only ask on him? Because he made a drosha. He made a drosha of kilu shofech damim umemayis hadmus. It's like he spilled blood, like we saw before. Shofech dam adam darshim erev shofech and in puravu. And he's memayit hadmus. He diminishes the Dmus of Hashem, the form of Hashem, because there are less people. And everybody's created with Tzelem Elokim. So they said to him, hey, what about you? Why do they only chap on him because he made this drasha? There's a better reason to chap on him. And that is, we have a mitzvah essay of Peru Avu. Let's say Ben Azay hadn't made this drasha. Ben Azay darshins kilu shafir domi mamayit admus. Let's say Ben Azay hadn't said that. He's not chayiv to have children? Vadi's chayiv. So what's the whole question on him from his drasha? Just say Pashid is a mitzvah essay of Peru Avrivia. So we have to say, like the Rambam says, in the 15th parak of Ishus, in Halacha Beis, that if a person is Oisek B'Toyra Todil, V'Torud Bo, U'Misyori Lisa Isha, K'dei Shelo Yitrach B'Mizaynos, V'Yavatol Men HaToyra, Hareze Muter Les Acher, V'Shum Oisek B'Mitzvah, Potor Men HaMitzvah. That if a person is learning Torah all the time, and he's busy with Torah, he's Torahed with Torah, and he's afraid to get married because he's afraid that he's going to get so involved in his marriage and parnasa that he's not going to be able to learn Torah. Reza mudr l'sacher, so he's allowed to push it off. Al tzosik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. And he says in Halacha Gimel, that's what Ben Azay was holding. So he's osik b'torah. In other words, what was Ben Azay's excuse? What was his way of avoiding period of Arabia? Osek b'mitzvah pater and a mitzvah, he's pater. Okay. If I say, so what does it matter now that he made the drasha? Now there's no taina on a mitzvah drasha so either. Osek b'mitzvah pater and a mitzvah. Just like he's pater out the regular mitzvah period of Arabia. So he's also putter out his drosha, that he darshins kilo shefech damu ma'it as admus. So he's putter mitzad that also, because he's oisek b'mitzvah. Oisek b'toyla, so he's putter min ha-mitzvah. So what's the kash in Ben Azay? So it must be that oisek b'mitzvah is only a p'tur from a kiyum mitzvah. But when Ben Azay was medamet, to a shofech domim, that's a completely different story. There's no heter of oisek b'mitzvah for a shofech domim. And therefore we asked on Ben Azay, medidei adidei. We asked on Ben Azay from himself on himself. Yeah, you have a heter alts oisek b'mitzvah patur mena mitzvah period v'rivyo, but it's ki'ilu shayfich domim u'mamayis hadmus. For that, there's no heter. Ibazoi, now we're in another conundrum. So then, what did he add? And what did he? What did he answer when he said v'nafshki choshka b'toyra? Nafshi Choshka B'Toyla. What's Ben Azay's answer? Nafshi Choshka B'Toyla. Sof, there's no p'tur of Isaac b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Nafshi Choshka B'Toyla is not an excuse to be a shefich damim. Also, what does it mean? Efshalim she sky ma de acherim. It's not a patur mi mitzvahs. Elamai, he's patur al tzosek mi mitzvah. If he thinks you're also your patur also sick the mitzvah, so what does it mean nefesh shel she's kaima idei achirim? V'nirah sheshnei inyanim yeshnam b'mitzvat piriyah v'riviyah. There are two inyanim in piriyah v'riviyah. Number one is a mitzvah's essay potis. Kochol mitzvah's essay. V'hi lasok b'toyro. V'hi lasok b'piriyah v'riviyah. And there's another din in mitzvah's piriyah v'riviyah from the pasuk of Lo Sol B'ra. Now we see that an Eved, even though his Zera, we see in Tosis, in Chagiga Beis Amid Beis, Dibra Matzah Otobara, Gid Mem Aleph Amid Beis Loto, even in Eved, Shein Zara Mesiachai Sacharov, is Chayiv and Piri Verivya, Midin Loto. Ayin Sham, that for this reason, Gamba Anus, Shalidei Zeh Patur Mishar Mitzvahs, the Pir Vrivi Mitzad Lo Tov, it's considered as lacking a mitzvah. Mishum Shein Zeh Din Prati Al Atzmo Lo Liv Banim, Shelo Sheach Be'eved, Shegam Mi She Yivalei Lo Lo Yitiches Acharav. It's not a mitzvah. Mitzad Metzius. Metzius Olam is Mechayev that there should be children. Anybody who's included in the world has to have children. So you're right, the Vlad is going to be Messiaches after him. But the world is going to be populated. God didn't create the world to be empty, vacant. God created the world to be populated. Abazai, Mitzad Ben, Mitzad. The mitzad lo tov, there's another chiyuv of piriyah. There's the independent mitzvah, and then there's klapei the world. So an eved is a mekayim the mitzvah, the kids aren't misyachis after him, but klapei the world is a mitzvah. Lefiza yesh leimah. And that's why we have to be Meshachre, the Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin, to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Because you can't get married. Like Tosis there says. Because and the world has to be populated. An Eved might not have a mitzvah. Individually, but there's a chiyuv mitzvah the world. According to this, we can say that the mitzvah of Piriyah v'Riviyah that was said here in Parshas Noach is not a chiyuv of the specific mitzvah of Piriyah v'Riviyah, but rather it's kiyum ha'olam. The world was destroyed by the Mabul, and now there's a chiyuv about kiyum ha'olam. So it says in Pasuk Yud, Vani hineni mekim es brisi, vav achibu, vani. You be doeg l'kiyum ha'olam by having children, and I'll be doeg l'kiyum ha'olam that I won't destroy it. Ben Azai in the Drasha in Yevamos Samech Gimel is talking about Shvichus Damim, Klapei the Oilam. It's Hashchosis HaOilam. As we discussed, if I'm not mistaken, we discussed this at length in our Shi'urim and the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, Ayin B'Sefer Be'er Miriam of Maron Zatzal, in the third volume, Perek Tes Halacha Dalet. So when he's talking about not having children being like a shefich damim, He's talking mitzvah, the mitzvah in the world. There's a kiyum of the olam by having children, and there's a destruction by not having children. Not talking about the kiyum prati. That's what Ben Azai answered. No, there's no p'tur v'osek b'mitzvah, because that's only klapei mitzvah pratis. But since the idea here is to keep the world, perpetuate the species, well, there's no perpetuation of the world without Torah. Im lo b'risi yoyimam v'layu l'chukoy shemayim v'oretz l'samti. The Maimer of Maran Zatzal in the Be'er Shel Miriam in the Sefer Beremim in the first volume. Torah's Kiyum Olam. So it turns out that Ruchosh Ganavshi B'Torah Mekayim the Olam. So if we're talking Mitzad, the Mitzvah appear very Mitzad, my Mitzvah Pratis and my Sikh Mitzvah Pratu and Mitzvah. Mitzad Kiyum Olam, I'm learning Torah. So if there was nobody else to have children, so then he would have to have children to make sure the world continues. But there are other people having children. So I'll help him mekayem the world through Torah. Because choshke nafshi b'Torah. But it's not a p'tur in the mitzvah pratis. Just in the mitzvah klalus of kiyum ha'olam. So Baruch Hashem, we learn the yisodes, the mitzvah of Pir Rivia, the two aspects of Pir Rivia. Taka, there is a Ptur of Isaac, the mitzvah Pater Menitza, that's a mitzvah Pratis. At the mitzvah Klalis. And we should be Zacha Taka to have Banam Ubnei Banam Oskim Batar of a mitzvah. And we should be Makayim the world both through our children and through our Torah. Thank you so much for listening, and it's a shame we will hopefully revisit this in the future. I hope. Shalom, shalom.